are now listening and tuned in to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. And we're doing this like we know we be.
For me, I'll just say this. I'm going to be brief, you know, but for me, I'll say what I've been doing is, of course, researching a lot more. I've been studying a lot of language in relationship to algorithms, which led me into getting into the dark web over the past 2 or 3 years. And getting into some trading and things of that nature, but what happened to me in the course of that was that they pushed me back into Area 51. And when I say me, I'm talking about the whole grid that I live in, or my whole locale or region. I had kind of built up what I would call an astral pyramid, what I've been kind of teaching you guys about for the past couple of years. And then even turning that into a Bell's Omni chamber using these devices, of course, and these phones, and of course the internet, kind of built up, I guess you could say, like a digital home for myself. And not only that, was able to establish a lot of digital credit. But in the course of that, I kind of discovered a secret civilization, I guess you could say. And in the course of
13 signs astrology. We ain't heard from him in a minute, but he gonna break it on down.
Discovering that I was spiritually pushed back into Area 51 was what happened to me. And you may be like, what the hell is that? Well, I mean, I thought Area 51 was just this area where the government did all of this secret research at. And that's just part of the story. What they're not gonna tell you is software that's running this new government that we're in, and it's a software program. And since they put out this virus, I'm not even going to quote the name of it because I did a video on it and it was taken down for whatever reason, so I guess they got copyrights on it or whatever. So I'm just going to say there's several viruses anyway out there, so I'll just say from these viruses that have been put out, that sent many of us back into a state of Area 51. Civilization out there, a group of you could call them extraterrestrials that are kind of like disagreeable. And what they do is that they move through time, and they're able to, if you don't have a solid chamber or a solid sanctuary or some form of mosque or a cathedral, a temple or synagogue or something built, and this is why you see so many churches set up in certain strategic areas across the United States, because this is a grid. If you don't have a certain grid design right, your spiritual system can be penetrated. This is why a lot of us are not being successful in our spiritual works and our rituals and stuff like that, because this program is actually called Area 51, is what I found out, and they used this program against me and put me into an isolated environment, began to infiltrate a lot of the rituals that I was doing. I began to not only lose money, but damn near lost my life a couple of times and everything from getting caught up in these rituals You can say, well, you shouldn't do that, and that's worshiping the devil. And I just say this, and I shut down. HP. I was talking about this on the last episode on another video I did.
Hewlett-Packard.
HP. You think it's Hewlett-Packard, you know, a computer company.
Motherfuckers.
That anyone that's doing anything with computers, and that's damn near everybody, every job.
Shit.
You made a contract with HP. And there's levels to it, of course, what you're doing on the computer, of course. I was talking about that on another episode. We have to talk about that later. But the bottom line is that HP is an entity that sits over all these gates. You call them gates. There's like 52 of them. The HP sits over these gates. And when you walk into certain gates, you create certain algorithms and certain patterns, spiritual patterns, and this is what you would call bad luck. See, this is how you have bad luck. It's from getting caught up in to a state of negativity with this entity, HP, that you probably don't even know you're entertaining.
Oh man, you turn on that computer, you better damn well believe you entertaining some dark entities!
Devices, making any type of financial contracts, any type of relationship contracts, you getting caught up on certain levels with this entity called HP. And I was homeless for a minute, so I can just say this. HP showed me how you can go from paying $300 a night to stay in some hotel, which you guys have saw me at different times, to living
in
based upon making contracts with entities and open up gates and then just leaving them open and then just going to something else, and you got this entity that is now attaching itself to you. And this could put you into a state of not only homelessness, but death is what it is. So this is where we can all be headed from what I've seen, because this entity, HP, in relationship and connection with Area 51 is now trying to take over everything.
Been trying to take over, but it will not. It cannot.
The food, they want to control your ID. You know, they want to make you do certain things now to get an ID that may compromise your health and things of that nature. So it's important now.
You know what he's talking about, right?
Not only do you have a spiritual system, but when you make a contract in your spirituality, there's no more on that. There's no playing the gates. I'm going to be in the Matrix and then do this after I get up to work. You got to kind of get out. It's a hard pill to swallow because it's like, well, what about the normal life? I don't want to look like I'm crazy, but you about to see crazy in a minute. You're about to be in a crazy state, as well as nothing that you can do is going to be crazier than what you're going to see coming soon, based upon these contracts of Area 51 and this entity HP, of which I'm going to start talking more about in this channel. Is this in relationship to this last thing that I'm going to say, and I'm going to shut down. I got so caught up into this situation, and when I finally came out of it, I realized that we moved out of the age of Pisces. We even moved out of the age of Aquarius, based upon this information, these rituals that I deal with.
But he said he did some messed up rituals, probably, you know, and he even mentioned that it could be satanic, which will get you locked into the material realm. And then he's gonna go on and talk about your fucus, which is a psyop. And I guarantee we're still in the age of Aquarius, and we're gonna be free.
From my research,
oh, 13 signs astrology. I like it, but I don't believe any of that fucus shit.
Thank you.
happens to sort of fester into thought forms, influences. In certain cases, it'll influence addictions, emotional behaviors, sexual behaviors, one of the most common ones that we see affected by implantation. But what it really is a form of non-physical energy inside the body. It can come from people, frequencies. We could even say certain types of injections that people receive at certain stages of their journey could also be causing a similar thing. But by and large, implantation is done through thought forms, sharing of emotion and energy between individuals more so than anything else.
So would you say social engineering, Mockingbird media, and just all the different tactics that they use in order to kind of conquer and divide us, very much the knowledge of this and how to kind of implant the populace to spread sort of the mind viruses to keep people going down a trajectory that isn't authentic or part of their greater soul?
Mind viruses, ain't no such thing as far as I'm concerned. I keep them away, and this show keeps them at bay. A spade plane, and you listening to a dissertation about timelines and multidimensional reality briefings with Matthew Morning.
Soul or spiritual path, would you say?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There is a process of frequency entrainment that has been taking place for multiple decades on planet Earth. Many people in different, you know, intuitive or energetic positions have often commented about it, but it is an ongoing entrainment process that is designed, as we all know, it's such old news now, but it is literally a mind control inoculation process that takes place with humanity over a multi-decade period. In which our energy is being hijacked, and it's spoken about on such a level now that everyone's like, yeah, we know. So it's like everyone within our community knows, but not everyone knows what to do about it. Not everyone knows the steps or the things that we can take to begin to mitigate or to, you know, protect against that energy. And so I even lost the essence of your question there.
I'm asking questions for ones that are sort of new to this, but I know that this is what we've been exposing and working with for a very long time, very well aware of these dark technologies. And dark technologies are very ancient, impacting the planetary grid network in order to waft off those sort of like abilities to put us in reversals and stuff
like that.
Hey,
turn off those alerts.
Lots of different sort of elements to the whole implantation thing. And so I guess a person would be vulnerable if they have like sort of trauma or low self-esteem or they're running kind of fear. And that's why the fear tactics, in order to create like a hospitable terrain for like archonic or implantational sort of, I mean, they almost have, you have
hey,
to create the terrain
hey,
for it.
I'm burning all government microchips in my body, in my body, in my body, in my body. What you are hearing now is me, the host of the show, Tony E, on clarinet, and Nicola Royer Artuso on the djembe. Recorded on November 30th, 2020. That's the year when things became crystal clear. Thank you.
Tactics and manipulation, narcissism, you know, is that like
absolutely well,
like vampiric, parasitic?
Yeah, what I have seen, I would say, as a person that does this every day, and I say this all the time, it's kind of cheesy. As a person that does this every day, for better or worse, I say that very carefully because, you know, you can literally do something.
You don't sound like an asshole.
Doesn't mean you did it right. It doesn't mean you did it well. But, you know, after a time, you will begin to experience many different patterns, many different, you know, repetitious behaviors within the human body. And I think that when, or rather, the things that people need to be made aware of from a very basic perspective when it comes to implantation and energy attachment right now is that where do they hold on into the body? How do these energies hold on? Well, for most of us, it is within negative emotions. And so for some of us, that's so simplistic. They're like, what? You telling me that's the actual frequency? Well, yeah, most of us, the most prevalent emotional condition in the body is a set point. It creates a thing that we call energetic pH value. And so it has a huge effect on what we draw in. And so what people find is their emotions change, their thought forms change. And over time, what we find is that there's certain channels in the body that begin to get blocked up. Namely, and some people out there who are watching this, you guys can start doing research on these if you want to learn more about them. But right now, the Earth Star Chakra is incredibly important. It's an energy center underneath your feet. And when people are beginning to be affected, influenced, or otherwise, we could just say attached by non-physical or foreign energies, whether it's from other people's emotions or frequency interference in the world. The Earth Star Chakra right now is one of the most vibratory places on the body. For people that
better believe that, Matthew Morneon. Man, I've been walking around on the Lachine Canal barefoot, and that done did me some good, getting right on them electrolytes right through the earth.
Here watching going, so what is this Earth Star Chakra thing? What is that? It is an energy center that exists outside of the human body, underneath the soles of your feet. Often, you know, we could say about 3 to 6 inches, sometimes more based on your levels of connection. But what some people will call it is sort of like a grid attachment point, meaning that the human energetic body has an attachment point, kind of like where you plug in your phone.
You sure do look like you got the miseries.
Man, I ain't got no miseries. I'm got the blues. That's what's the matter with me.
The birds singing in the trees and the sun am shining. You shouldn't have no blues.
I know I shouldn't have them, but I got every known indication of being in that condition.
What's the matter? Did they lock up your bootlegger?
No, it's worse than that. I went home this morning and peeped through the window. That sweet thing of mine had done caught out. So now I got them lovesick blues. I
I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. To make her love me, I tried. Lord, I was sad and I cried. But she just refused. And ever since my mama's gone away, I've got them lovesick blues. I got a feeling called a blues. Since my mama said goodbye, it seems I don't know what to do, to do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, Lord, the last long day we spent alone, I'm yearning for it, yeah. It thrills me, fills me with a kind of loving I never will forget. The way she called me sweet daddy, it was just a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart at sea. Oh, Lord, I got so used to her somehow. But I know my heart is like a papa now. It's awful when you're lonesome. You got them lovesick balloons. Oh, Lord.
Goodness gracious, but this sting tape is long. Nevertheless, we're gonna get along. We're gonna do our song. We have a good time. No doubt about it. Can't you just hear as I demonstrate that? Where we at? We at the center of everything, which is me. I should see everything at the same time, cause I shine a delusion of that in my mind. But here would be, you could count the seconds by with the 1, 2, 3. But that shit just don't concern me, because I'm free from the Saturn time cube mind trap sine wave of devastation, limitation, the Saturnian broadcast. I don't need that. That Saturnian broadcast. Simply by the things I do and the words I say. Beep, 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 beep so many people wish they could do like me. I wish they could do their own version of me, their own way of being free. I do things my way, sure enough me. Now let's see you do things like how you want to, yeah, yeah. I do the things where niceness abides. I'm opening up the gates. I'm letting the good things have their way.
Being very influenced or affected by energy waves and just people in the world, because it's like that little tether is not fully connected. And so how would you know if the Earth Star Chakra for some of us is out of whack or not connected or not aligned? We'll have problems grounding ourselves. We have problems with discernment. We may find it very difficult to hold on to one static worldview. Our information, our influences will constantly change and cycle. If we go into public places or we're around huge groups of people that are stuck in an emotional wave, okay, if the Earth Star Chakra is not connected, we cannot ground or release certain types of energy. And so a lot of people right now are very affected in that energy center, and it's leading them to be influenced, just overly attached to energies. Stuck in the past is another one. People will literally get stuck in a persona from, we'd say, about 2 or 3 years ago, because there's about a 2 or 3 year cycle within certain areas in the energy body. And so anyway, I know that's kind of a long-winded explanation there, but
into
energy centers in the body and our awareness of those. When we have awareness of them and begin to clear them in a different way, a lot of the symptomology and the craziness that we're experiencing, whether it be through the current mind virus, whether it be through the inoculation that's happening, whether it be through a million other sources, when we're able to be cognizantly aware of those energy centers in the body and clear them, we stop being under the control, or we stop being affected as heavily as we were before. And anyway, I know that was a lot. I don't know if it answered your question.
Oh, gosh, no, I love it. Seriously, because I have a strong understanding of it, but the way you put the...
In conversation with Laura Eisenhower. Thank you.
start learning about the meridian system.
Gotcha.
The meridian system within traditional Chinese medicine, through my understanding, is one of the absolutely most powerful circuitry systems in the human body. And if there's one energetic system right now that we can learn about that's going to empower us, create discernment, clarity within the human body, heal our emotions, and yes, get ready for a loaded term, everyone, even create reverse aging processes in the body, of which I am a direct living evidence of, the way that we begin to tap into those energies is by learning the meridians. And so in particular, there are two meridians in the body right now that are incredibly active, very much within the multidimensional training program that we're creating, but also in people in general. So you guys can Google these and look at them on your own, but it is the governing vessel and the conception vessel. Within Eastern spirituality, it's called the Sushumna. There's other terms for it. Other people call it the Hara line. If you want to go to another school of energy medicine, you call it the Hara line. Other people call them the central channels. But for those that are interested in figuring out how to join or reconnect those aspects of the self, that's really where it begins, as the primary supply lines of energy in the body. So, yeah, I hope that.
Brilliant. Yeah. And it corresponds to the planetary grid network, and this whole ascension process is getting that circulation flow in order to, I mean, wouldn't you say it naturally sort of has an effect on the grid network? It's sort of like, you know, people do call themselves grid workers, but a lot of it has to do with your own, you know, healing of the blockages and the things that are affecting the endocrine system that block, you know, the glands, which to me seem to correlate with stargates, that the earth responds to us if we can take it upon ourselves to do the work within ourselves to heal that energetic system that you're talking about.
Oh, Lord, yes.
And then the Chinese medicine with the elementals, understanding we're elemental beings. So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. And there was even something that I was going to grab onto there for a minute. Like, you know that moment where you're like, okay, here's something to say, and then it literally was whisked away. But yes, absolutely.
There's all the time, Matthew.
Oh, no, it's totally cool. Like, I love it. It happens all day long. Anyone who knows me and seen me on lives, they're like, oh, yeah, totally. It's totally cool.
Absolutely, but, Matthew Martin. Yeah!
People living in this building don't even know that I'm doing it. But that's okay. Thank you. thing too, and people know about it too.
And you want to rub my music. And we're on the backing tracks. But we still got more. How about that?
Leon, you sure do look like you've got the miseries.
Hank, I ain't got no miseries. I got the blues. That's what's the matter with me.
Well, man, the birds are singing in the trees and the sun's shining. You shouldn't have no blues.
I know I shouldn't have them, but I got every known indication of being in that condition.
Well, what's the matter? Did they lock up your bootlegger?
Don't behave yourself. It's worse than that. I went home this morning and peeked through the window, and that sweet thing of mine have done called out.
Oh, Lord.
Now I got them lovesick blues.
Now that is bad.
I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. To make her love me, I tried. Lord, I was sad and I cried. But she just refused. And ever since my mama's gone away, I've got them lovesick blues. I've got a feeling called the blues. Oh, oh Lord, since my mama said goodbye. It seems I don't know what to do, do, do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, the last long day was spent alone. I'm yearning for again. It fills me with a kind of loving. I never will forget the way she called me sweet and dad. It was just a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Oh, Lord, I got so used to her somehow. But I'm nobody's second papa now. It's over when you're lonesome. You got them lovesick blues. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's part of the great upgrade that I think is going on the earth plane with respect to people right now. And that said, I'm going to mention one other thing. If there's a way that people right now can tap into the frequency of grid work, because that's something that you had mentioned. I think a lot of people are becoming more aware of things like grid work, things like energy healing, things like, you know, shamanic practices, divination. We're trying to understand and develop our psychic skills on a much greater level. When we talk about the process of grid work, for a lot of us, it comes from an opening and a tuning of that earth star chakra. We talked about it earlier, energy center underneath the bottoms of the feet. But there's
got to walk around, all around the roots of trees, on the grass, and evolve your ass and bring more of your soul down to the earth. Some people want to call that ascension, but they might get that backwards because you might ascend onto some UFO crap and get taken way off, and them ETs laugh and take over the whole planet.
There's another place in the energy body that is probably equally as active, and this might be a little bit of a long-winded thing here, but when the Earth Star Chakra begins to activate, what happens is we begin to transmit our internalized understanding of our worldview, meaning the timelines that we sort of subscribe to as a multidimensional being. When we are cognizantly aware of that, as we go through the awakening process, the Earth Star Chakra starts to activate underneath our feet, and it sends that energy downward into what we would call the crystalline or the Gaian Earth grid, which is a very real thing. It's a non-physical grid that surrounds Earth. And so at the same time, up above the head is kind of like the other pole on the battery. It's the soul star chakra. And so that's another place where a lot of us are blocked right now when it comes to heavy metal stuff, other thought forms. But in order for us to be able to use the psychic skills, or what we might call intuitive abilities, that are activating, those are two energy centers that need to be open, earth star and the soul star. And other people have talked about soul star chakra as well, but yeah, in order for us to become grid workers, those are very important places. And then, anyway, that was kind of a diversion from what you asked, but
no. And sorry, I thought I had the camera just on you, Mike.
Oh, it's totally cool.
No, I'm digging this so much. You have no idea.
I'm against you because
there's so much to talk about. So,
Matthew Morneon on Space Plane from Delora Eisenhower Program.
Thank you.
come right out and he's in that town right up in the scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. There's a hole in the ozone layer. I'm dipping vampires, you think I give a fuck who's the biggest player or who got the fattest bankroll? What be it if a man gains the world and lose his own soul? Bioengineered, mutated chickens, niggas licking one another, brother killing brother, and you demon motherfuckers. Start coastal rivalries, the world's greatest lustrous jewelries. Mind y'all lick you with disease, so I inflict MCs like Ebola or some other mad-made cancer. Fuck a $200 sweater. We need to try and reach the niggas on the corner, but all we do is create drug dealers. Envy then creates murderers. Diamond rings, pretty hoes, fat chains, expensive things. Just watch which way your burner swings in this world of scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Chemical warfare, the telephone acts like he lives here. The government is putting mad shit in the air. Projects are strategically set up in the case that shit erupt, they're easily blown up. Poisonous gases, the so-called righteous help fool the masses, but it's them that judge their own asses, knowing what their task is, but still receding ass backwards. Do you need to ask me who the devil is? Some may call it showbiz, I just call them hypocrites, cause they don't teach the children shit positive, like how a man should live. They only focus on the negative, so they're stuck in the ghetto, while you drive a car and got a condo. It's all for the dodo. It's killing your own people. Profits greater than Perico. Forget about what's equal in this world of scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Artificially inseminated, white bitches have babies. Most black youth are incarcerated in the ghetto. Babies having babies, but no loot, so most pregnancies are terminated. Warlocks keep their covenant, and the souls of the ignorant ones empower it. It's transparent, you see, Uncle Sam as your parent. When America has beef, you jump up to defend it, but you can still be a defendant. Ask my co-defendant, and we're both innocent. Every black man in America faces imprisonment, ridicule and torment. But in this tournament, the chosen few shall be triumphant, and the devil will be decapitated. So you can keep your ducats and your dresses. I won't be emasculated in this world of scientific madness. Scientific madness. My status is the baddest. Scientific madness. Madness. My status is the baddest.
To CKUT 90.3 FM. CKUT. We're on the air.
CKUT.